Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah. May the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们一起学习的题目是我拿什么来报答神。
This evening, the topic for mutual encouragement is what should I bring to repay God?
我们人的一生不断在享受别人给我们的恩典。
In one's lifetime, we've been enjoying those benefits and grace that other people has tendered to us.
我们为什么会活在这个世上呢？
Why do we live in this world?
因为父母把我们生下来。
Because parents born us.
像明天就是所谓的社会上的父亲节。
And tomorrow, it is the Father's Day.
就是所谓的鼓励很多做儿女的要对爸爸有所谓表示。
It is so-called how the children should show some gestures to their parents.
我的孩子刚刚吃饭的时候跟我讲。
Just now, my children told me.
爸爸，我们明天有一个礼物要给你。
And tomorrow, Dad, we're going to give you a gift.
你要猜是什么？
Would you like to guess what it is?
我也不晓得是什么。
I didn't know what that is.
可能是学校要他们画的或者做的东西吧。
Maybe the school wanted them to draw up something.
所以我们人得到恩典，要常常想到怎么报答。
When we receive grace, we must always have this mind of repayment.
父母对我们的恩典那么大。
We have parents that has given us so much.
我们就要孝顺父母。
Then we have to be filial to them.
除了父母之外，有时候我们的老师对我们很好。
Other than our parents, our teachers as well.
或者是我们的朋友对我们很好。
Or maybe friends that have been treating us well.
或者是在我们的事业上有人帮助我们的一把。
Or maybe in our career that someone has assisted us.
因为有着别人的恩典，我们才可以得到生存，甚至得到成功。
Because of those grace given, so that we can succeed.
所以我们常常想到怎么样报答对我们有恩的人。
And therefore, we have to always think about what should we bring to repay these people.
如果一个人得到恩典不报答，
if a person who received a grace,
他是这个自私的人。
And not repay, then he's a selfish person.
这是所谓的忘恩负义。
It is so-called someone who has forgotten others' gratitude.
那对人我们都不可以忘恩了。
And as to humans, we shouldn't forget about others' grace.
但是有一位，他对我们的恩典比全世界人对我们的恩典加起来还大。
But then there is one that surpasses all the grace that's given to all of us by man.
这个就是神。
Who is God?
我们请看诗篇116篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter
116篇。
116.
诗篇的116篇。
Psalm 116.
第十二节
，Verse 12，
诗篇一百十六篇的第十二节
，Psalm chapter 116, verse 12. How can I repay the Lord for all His goodness to me?
这一节圣经写得很好。
This verse is very well written.
我拿什么来报答神
？How should I repay the Lord for all His goodness?
这个是一个很正确的态度。
This is a very correct attitude.
我们一个人来到神的面前是什么的态度呢？
As a person coming before God, what's the kind of attitude that we have?
有一些人来到神的面前只想要得到更多东西。
Some people come before the Lord only asking more.
神啊，你要祝福我这个。
Oh Lord, you should bless me this.
神啊，你要给我这样。
Oh Lord, you should give me this way.
不然的话，你就不爱我。
Or you're not loving me.
不然的话，我就不相信你。
Or I don't believe in you.
不然的话，我就不来聚会。
Or I just don't come service.
很多人但有这种心态。
There are many people with this kind of attitude.
但是这里圣经这个诗人用另外一种心态来想。
But then this poet in the scripture written this way.
我要拿什么来报答神？
That how can I repay the Lord?
他来到神面前不是想要得到更多。
Coming before the Lord, not asking for more.
他已经得到很多了。
He's already received much.
他想要怎么样来报答他的神？
All he wanted is to repay the goodness that God has given to him.
其实一个信徒爱不爱主？
As a matter of fact, a person, if you really love the Lord.
热不热心？
Whether you are zealous or not.
有一个很大的关键。
There's one one critical point.
就是在乎他到底了不了解神对他的恩典是什么。
What it matters is if you do understand what grace is all about.
如果一个人不了解的话，
If you don't understand that,
他对神的心是没有办法热心或者是信心的。
Then your heart will never be a zealous one.
那么这个诗人既然写出来，我要拿什么报答神？
So the poet over here written that how can I pay the Lord for all His goodness to me.
首先我想想他到底从神那边领受了什么的恩典。
Think about what kind of grace that he has received from God.
我们来讲几点。
Let's pinpoint a few.
第一点。
First of all,
就是神救了他的命，脱离了死亡。
That the Lord has saved him from the path of death.
我们看 第八节。
Let's read verse
8.
For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
这一节圣经讲得很好。
This verse is well written as well.
应该把它画下来。
I think that you should highlight this verse.
神救我们起码有这几样的事情。
The Lord has delivered us at least these few things.
第一就是神救了我的命，免了死亡。
First of which is deliver our soul from death.
一个人如果没有肉体的生命，他不能够做任何的事情。
Without physical life, there's nothing we can do.
不能工作。
We cannot work.
不能生活。
We cannot live.
不能享福。
We cannot enjoy blessings.
有很多钱，但是如果没有生命，是不能享受的。
You can be wealthy, but you cannot enjoy.
有很多食物，但是你没有生命，是吃不进去的。
You can have a lot of food, but you cannot digest them.
有很多房子，但是没有生命的话，是不能住进里面。
And with many mansions that you have, if you don't live in there, they're useless.
所以在我们的生命当中，任何美好的事情都是建立在生命的身上。
Therefore, in our lifetime,Anything that is wonderful is based on our life.
如果没有了生命，一切都免谈。
Without life, nothing applies.
所以这个诗人他第一点感谢神的事情。
So first of which that this poet was thankful to God.
他说神啊，救了我的命，脱离了死亡。
It said God has delivered his soul from death.
今天我们想想，我们今天为什么可以坐在这个会堂那么平安呢？
Think about how we can sit over here for the service peacefully.
其实我们活得越久，过去经历过的危险就越多。
As a matter of fact, if we have a lot of experiences in the past, we have more grace from God.
可能遇到意外，但是没有受伤。
Maybe we have been having some accidents, but we didn't hurt ourselves.
可能生病，但是却没有死亡。
We might be sick,But we didn't die.
不是我们自己比较厉害。
It is not because we are stronger.
很多人遇到意外死亡。
There are many people who died in accidents.
不是因为他们不小心。
It doesn't mean that they are careless.
而连那个小心的机会都没有。
Because they didn't even have a chance to be cautious of.
很多人生病死亡。
There are many people died of physical illness.
不是他们不保养好自己。
It is not that they're not careful on their health.
他们根本没有机会，来不及保养了，可能就生这个特别的病就死亡了。
And just before they can care about their own health, perhaps this one sickness just hit them really quickly.
圣经有一个人叫大卫。
There is a character in the Bible named David.
常常讲一句话。
He always said this.
他从神那边得到很大的恩典。
He received a lot of goodness and grace from God.
我们看这个诗篇的第二十篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 20.
对不起，我们看撒母耳记上，撒母耳记上。
Please turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的第二十章。
1 Samuel chapter 20,
第三节
verse 3.
撒母耳记上二十章第三节
1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 30. But David took an oath and said, Your father knows very well that I have found favor in your eyes, and he has said to himself, Jonathan must not know this, or he will be grieved. Yet, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live,There is only a step between me and death.
这里是两个人在对话。
So, this is a conversation between two persons.
大卫是个年轻人。
David was a young person.
约拿单呢，就是以色列王扫罗的儿子。
Jonathan was a son of the king of Israel, Saul.
大卫呢，他非常的忠心。
So David was very loyal.
杀死了巨人哥利亚，为以色列除掉一个敌人。
After he slaughtered Goliath and get rid of this vicious rival.
但是呢，扫罗这个王啊，他的心很嫉妒他。
But then Saul was very jealous over his accomplishment.
很想把这个大卫给杀死。
He really wanted to kill David.
但是约拿单呢，不喜欢爸爸所做的事情。
But Jonathan didn't want what his father was planning to do.
常常帮助大卫，给他消息，给他逃命。
He always helped David in escaping.
如果没有约拿单的帮助呢，可能大卫早就死掉了。
Without the help of Jonathan, David could have died long ago.
但是大卫呢，他也知道他很危险。
David also knew that he was in danger.
说他离开死亡只是一步。
So he recognized that he's only a step between himself and also death.
如果不是神的保守。
It is not, if it's not due to the preservation of God.
他早都死了。
He could have died long ago.
连生命都没有了。
He could have lost his life long ago.
不要说赚钱了。
Not even to say making money.
不要说以后做王了。
Not even to mention to be a king.
连生命都没有，能够做什么？
Without life, there's nothing you can do.
今天我们也是一样。
It is the same for us today.
你想想你的一辈子到现在。
Think about your life until this moment.
有没有遇过危险的事情？
Is there any one moment that you have encountered accident?
有没有遇过车祸？
Have you ever involved in auto accident?
车祸可以很严重，也可以很轻微。
This auto accident could be serious, and it could be a minor one.
有时候差一点点。
Sometimes you could just miss by that little.
上两个礼拜有一个弟兄打电话给我。
Last 2 weeks there was a brother call me.
好，我说哎，弟兄什么事情
？And I asked the brother, what's going on?
传道，我告诉你，我遇到车祸啊。
And this brother said that, well, preacher, do you know that I was in an auto accident?
你开车都很小心的，为什么有车祸？
And I asked him, well, I thought you drove very carefully, you shouldn't have accident.
原来是别人冲红灯。
And it ended up to be this one person who rushed the light.
他是很守规矩的，看到绿灯他就跑了。
So he was very, he drive very carefully, so he only go as the light turns green.
但是呢，他不是跑得很快。
But then he didn't drive too fast.
他也没有留意旁边有车。
And he didn't realize there was a car coming from a side.
突然间，咻，就有个车冲过来。
And all of a sudden, there was a car just head from a sideway.
打到那个气袋，那个 airbag 就爆了。
So suddenly this airbag has exploded.
哇，他就一下子都反应不过来。
So he couldn't react to it.
还好是别人比较快，他是他撞到别人，因为别人冲灯。
So it was he was fortunate that he was hit by this car.
如果他 hit。
Hit the other car.
如果他开得快一点
，If he were to drive a little bit faster，
他绿灯一快就往前走的话
，If he immediately took off after the green light，
如果是那个冲红灯的车来撞要拦要撞他
，And just happened this car that was running rushing the light were to hit him，
他就死掉了
，He could have been dead，
一定死了
，He surely died。
这个过程可能只差0.01秒
，And that process。Could have made a difference within a split of second.
哇，他说感谢神啊。
And he said, praise the grace of God.
他说我赶快要写一张遗嘱啊。
I want to quickly write out my will.
啊，他之前没有想过写遗嘱，我那么快会死。
He never thought about writing a will because he didn't know that he will die that quickly.
我50岁而已啊。
I'm only 50.
怎么可能会死
？How can I die?
哇，那想经过这个事情，要赶快写个遗嘱啊。
So after this thing happened, he decided to write up a will.
啊，如果不小心死掉的话，还有一个东西还可以处理。
If he were to die sooner, then there will be a will to follow.
昨天我打电话给慕道者。
So yesterday I called up this one truth seeker.
啊，这个是一个太太啊。
And she was a wife.
我说最近好不好，都没有看到你。
And I asked her, "Are you doing well recently? I didn't see you."
传道，你知道吗？昨天很危险。
And she told me that, preacher, do you know I was in danger yesterday?
什么事情？
And I asked what?
她说她开车啊，开到一半。
And she said, while I was driving,
突然间头很晕。
And suddenly I felt dizzy.
但是还可以撑住。
But then I still could persist.
回到家里。
And then after I got home,
整个人站都站不起来。
And I couldn't even stand.
马上要躺在沙发。
So I quickly lie on the sofa.
马上要送医院。
Then I was hospitalized.
如果她在开车的时候是完全晕倒的话。
And if I were to have a seizure or fainted during when I'm driving,
后果就不可以想象了。
Then I could not imagine the consequence.
今天为什么我们可以那么平安坐在这里
？So today, why can we be sitting here peacefully?
因为神在我们过去的一生很多次保守我们的生命。
It is because God at many instances protected our lives in the past.
如果不是神的保守。
If it's not due to the preservation of God,
我们早就躺在坟墓里面。
We could have long been in the graveyard.
我们什么都不能做了。
There wouldn't be anything for us to do.
最近有一个弟兄。
And recently there was a brother.
啊，他有信主，但是之前不是很热心。
And he believed in the Lord, but he wasn't zealous.
啊，偶尔来一下，只有一个礼拜来一次，礼拜六来报道一下。
Sometimes he will come on one Saturday and for once in a long while.
忙着做生意。
And he was very busy in his business.
赚钱。
And busy making money.
常常飞来飞去。
And he always travel.
六七十岁了还不退休。
And even in his 60s to 70s, he still didn't want to retire.
但是最近发觉他心脏病。
And recently he found he has heart problem.
医生说你要开个很大的心脏的刀。
And the doctor told him that you have to do an open heart surgery.
他本身是以前是医生，没有做生以前是医生。
He was a doctor himself before.
吓死了，哇，他知道这个手术很危险。
And he was so afraid that because the operation is going to be a dangerous one.
听到开要开这个刀。
And he learned that he had to go through this surgery.
赶快叫弟兄姐妹帮忙祷告。
So then he asked brothers and sisters to pray.
感谢神，开刀很顺利。
So thank God that he has a successful operation.
从此之后，他知道。神救了他。
From then on, he knew that God had saved him.
他对他的信仰，他的感觉完全不一样。
So he has different perception of the belief.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们可以活着。
Today, the reason why we can live.
是神的恩典。
It's because of the grace of God.
所以如果我们会这样想的话。
If we can think of it this way.
我们就常常会想要报答神。
Then we'll always think about repaying God.
因为神让我们活着，一定有他的原因的。
Because there's a reason why that God allows us to live.
如果没有目标，可能神就不让我们活着了。
Without an objective, then there's no purpose for us to live.
既然让我们活着，要为他做什么？
And since we live, what should we do for him?
第二个原因，为什么要报答神？
And the second reason why we should repay the Lord.
第八节接着说，因为神救了我们，救了我的眼，免了流泪。
Verse 8, it says that God has saved tears from my eyes.
我们人从小时候就会流眼泪。
Since we're young, we shed tears.
小孩子流眼泪就是要得到大人的注意。
When a child shed tears, it's because they wanted attention from the adults.
要得到大人的帮助。
They wanted the adults to help them.
要哭出来才有东西吃。
So it is only when they cry, they will have food to eat.
哭出来才有尿布可以换。
It is only when they cry, their diapers will be changed.
但是人慢慢长大了，如果常常哭啊，就是很伤心的事情。
But then, as we grow up, if we still continue crying, then it will be something pitiful.
尤其是当我们长大了，有时候生活很不顺利。
Sometimes when we grow up, we encounter some adversities in life.
走投无路的时候啊，也会想哭。
There are points where we are driven to the corner that we felt helpless.
我们请看创世纪的二十一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪的二十一章第十四节。
Genesis chapter 21, verse 14. Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. Verse 15. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Verse 16. Then she went off and sat down nearby, about a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die.
这里有个家庭的悲剧。
So this was a tragedy for a family.
这里有一个人叫夏甲。
There was a person by the name of Hagar.
她是亚伯拉罕的一个小太太，一个妾。
She is one of the wives of Abraham.
她先生孩子。
So she was one who actually gave birth to child first.
因为她先得了一个孩子，所以她轻看了她的祖母。
So because she had a child first, then she looked down upon her mother-in-law.
Abraham 的 another wife.
Abraham's the other wife of Abraham.
所以后来呢，就没有办法容得下她了。
So then later on, there was no place for her in the family.
她呢就跟她的儿子啊，小小的就被赶出去了。
So together with a young boy, she has been asked to leave.
那我十四姐就是说，亚伯拉罕一早起来就给她一些饼，还有一袋水啊。
So early in the morning, Abraham has given them some food and also skin of water.
叫她没有办法了，你要走了。
So then he told her that, well, there's no way that you have to go.
很惨啊，一个妈妈带着一个 baby 能够去哪里？
So as a mother, where can you take your babies to?
能够跑多远？
So how far can you travel?
但是呢，更惨的是，她走路的时候却迷了路。
But then, it is even more tragic that in their way, going away, they got lost.
在沙漠当中迷了路，就是死路一条了。
So they got lost in the desert.
又没有什么食物。
And there was no food.
又带着孩子。
And also with this child.
对，说第四十五节更惨的，皮带的水啊，那个一瓶啊，要用光了。
Verse 15 it says when the water in the skin was gone.
肚子饿。
And they were hungry.
太阳又大。
And then the sunshine was shining on them.
可以说啊，这个女人撒迦跟她儿子啊，已经走投无路了。
So this woman Hagar and together with her child, they have no way to go.
她就把她放孩子放在一边呢、啊，自己就相对而坐，放声大哭啊。
So then she sat down and with the boy and then just wiped and just cried.
不晓得大家有没有这种经验？
I didn't know if anybody has this kind of experience.
如果我们的人生是很幸福的话，可能很少这种经验。
If our life is a fortunate one, maybe we have never done this.
就是有时候穷的真的是跟什么一样。
But then, if there is one occasion where you are so poor,
工作又找不到
，you cannot find a job.
孩子要养
，and also you have a child to rear.
没有地方住，没有东西吃。
There was no place to dwell. There was no food to eat.
做什么都不顺利。
And anything you did was wrong.
啊，那个压力很大。
That was full of pressure and stress.
啊，有时候想哭啊，都不一定哭得出来。
Sometimes you even wanted to cry, but there was no tears.
但是圣经说，神会救我们的眼，免得流眼泪。
But then the Bible says, He will save us from tears.
啊，神怎么救这个撒迦呢
？So how did God save Hagar?
神照样这个撒迦眼睛打开了。
So then God has opened up the eyes of Hagar.
我们看第十九节。
Let's read verse 19. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink.
哦，神打开撒迦的眼睛。
So then God has opened the eyes of Hagar.
见到在她眼前不远有一口井啊。
So then she realized there was a well of water.
这个告诉我们什么
？What does this tell us?
她不会渴死了。
That she will not die of thirst.
因为有井在她前面。
Because there was a well of water in front of her.
她迷路也迷得刚刚好。
So she was lost. She lost in her way, but then she lost in a way so appropriately.
因为有人的地方才有井。
Because there was only place where there's people, then there will have a well of water.
她可能之前呢太伤心了，太担心了，看不到有井都看不到。
Maybe because she was too sorrowful right before this, so she couldn't even notice there was a well right in front of her.
附近有人住都不知道。
So she couldn't even notice that there were people living around there.
差点竟然就死在这个井的附近。
So they could have died right close to this well.
所以神呢特别怜悯撒迦。
So God has shed His mercy on Hagar.
看到这个井。
So that she was able to see this well.
还答应他我会看顾你，你不用担心。
And also to promise her that God will take care of them.
你的后代也要成为大国。
And then her descendants will become a great nation.
所以我们今天有时候也会流眼泪。
Today, sometimes we shed tears.
流眼泪有很多原因。
There are many reasons why we shed tears.
有一些呢是因为走投无路啊，生活很困苦啊。
Some people find that they are so helpless that they shed in tears.
今天温哥华呢，生活非常的丰足啊。
Today in Vancouver, we enjoy much enriched life.
但是呢，在发达国家的人呢，不一定是为生活没有饭吃流眼泪。
But then in the developed world, we're not necessarily working for food.
有时候物质不缺乏，但心灵却很虚空。
Sometimes without the emptiness of food, we're empty at heart.
我们看诗篇的五十六篇第八节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 56, verse 8.
诗篇五十六篇第八节。
Psalm 56, verse 8. Record my lament. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record?
这里神跟告诉我们。
The Lord tells us here.
有时候我们会流离啊。
Sometimes we lament.
什么叫流离呢？就是远离了神。
What do we mean by
流离啊？第八节第。
Verse 8, what we mean by lament is because we have gone astray.
啊，就是我几次流离，你都记数，就是说啊，你只是软弱的，我都知道，我都写下来。
And then God has made a record of them.
然后呢，神把眼泪装在他的皮带里面。
And also God has list those tears in a scroll.
这就告诉我们什么？
So what is he trying to say?
神知道你什么时候流眼泪。
God knew when you have shed your tears.
神帮你擦干这个眼泪。
God has wiped your tears.
有一个姐妹啊，她很久很久没有来教会。
There was a sister who has not been coming to church for the longest time.
当然了，没有来教会的都有不同的原因。
Of course, for people not coming to church, there is always reason behind it.
但是不来教会的后果也是只有一个。
But then not coming to church, we're usually having this one consequence.
啊，一定是不是很快乐的。
It will always end up in unhappiness.
没有一个人可以离开神，却同时保持住很快乐、很平安的，没有的。
There's none of us who can leave the church happily.
离开了神，可能有很多的享受，或是世界的一些财富。
So you might have enjoyed a lot of worldly pleasures leaving God.
甚至可以得到事业的成功，说不定。
Or maybe you might have some success in your business.
他是一个会计师。
And
CPA,
she was an accountant.
啊，在美国很出名，很成功。
She was very successful in the United States.
但是呢，那离开教会十几年。
So then she left the church for more than 10 years.
工作压力很大。
And she was so stressed at work.
没有怎么来教会。
So she didn't come to church at all.
生活觉得很虚空。
She felt very empty at heart.
不知不觉，自己得了忧郁症都不知道。
So gradually, she suffered from depression without knowing.
常常无缘无故的会哭出来。
So sometimes, for no reason, she cried.
甚至有一阵子不能工作。
So even there was a period of time she couldn't work.
情绪很不稳定。
She could not have stability in her emotion.
但是感谢神呢，她跟那些教会弟兄姐妹联络上。
So then later, thank God that she got in contact. With the church people.
教会弟兄姐妹说，你来，我来啊。
So the church brothers and sisters told her that you should come back.
她想说，大概是时候要回来了。
Then she thought to herself that it's probably about time for me to come back.
参加查经班。
So then she attended the Bible study.
参加聚会。
Attend the service.
哇，突然间，心里面有说不出来那种平安。
And suddenly she could feel the peace in her.
突然间，很快，几个礼拜之内啊，那个忧郁症的症状。慢慢的不见了。
And gradually, in a few weeks' time, her depression was gone.
可以上班了。
And she was able to work.
神擦干人的眼泪。
God has wiped one's tears.
所以今天我们要想一想。
So today we have to think about this.
你有什么事情是会让你流眼泪的？
Is there any one thing that makes you cry?
神都可以为你擦干。
God will wipe your tears away.
有一些人呢，是因为他犯罪，所以流眼泪。
Some people shed tears because they sin.
我们看路加福音的第四章。第七章
please turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音的第七章
Luke chapter 7.
我们看第四十七节
Luke chapter 7 verse
对不起，第四十四节
Excuse me, Luke chapter 7 verse 44. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, Do you see the woman? I came into her house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she went, she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣有一次在一个法利赛人的家里吃饭。
So there was once that Jesus had dinner in one of the house of a Pharisee.
那么这个法利赛人呢，叫做西门呢，他耶稣进来呢，他没有给水耶稣洗脚。
And this Pharisee by the name of Simon did not wash his feet when Jesus came to his house.
但是有一个女人也进来了。
But then there was a woman that came in.
39节说这个女人是一个罪人。
So then at verse 39, over here it says that this woman was a sinner.
犯了什么罪？圣经没有写。
The Bible didn't describe what kind of sin she has committed.
但是当时那个时代，女人也不能犯什么罪，可能就是道德上的罪。
But then in those days, a woman, probably there's not much sin that a woman can commit. Maybe something to do with morality.
她良心很不安啊。
So she felt her conscience was pricked.
所以呢，她要来到耶稣面前。
So she came before Jesus.
流很多眼泪。
So she was in tears.
但是呢，用头发擦干了。
But then she wiped them with her hair.
那么那个眼泪很多啊，让耶稣的脚都湿了。
So because there was so much tear that it wet the feet of Jesus.
她在耶稣面前流很多眼泪。
So she wet a lot. She shed a lot of tears in front of Jesus.
那主耶稣也告诉大家。
So Jesus tell everyone,
47节,
at verse 47, Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little.
主耶稣说，他的眼泪那么多啊，他的罪那么多啊，但是他的罪也赦免了。
So the fact that she has so much sin, but because she has so much tear that everything was forgiven.
因为他的爱很多。
Because she has loved, she loved much.
她有罪，但是她很希望得到耶稣的爱。
Even though she has sinned, but she really longed for the forgiveness of Jesus. She wanted Jesus to forgive her. So Jesus forbore her. Jesus wiped away our tears. And let's look at
116篇,
Psalm chapter
116.
So what other kind of grace that we can mention?
116篇第8节, 这里说, 免了, 救了我的脚, 免了跌倒。
At Psalm chapter 116, verse 8, it says here, my feet from stumbling.
什么叫做救了我的脚, 免了我跌倒呢?
So what do we mean by deliver my feet from stumbling?
这个是信仰上而然的。
This is actually talking about our faith.
我们在走天国的道路。
As we are walking along the way to heaven, what we are afraid most is to stumble.
当然有时候会软弱,
sometimes we feel weak.
软弱就是跑不动,
sometimes when we're weak, we just cannot walk.
或是停下来,
or we stop.
但起码不是整个人掉下去, 整个人 collapse. 起码不是整个人掉下去,
起码,
起码, at least, at least.
Oh, at least. Oh, okay. Or at least we didn't fall.
对不对? 像我们骑马, 真的是骑马了, 骑马的时候掉下去就跑不起来了, 对不对? Riding the horse, 你讲的也对, 所以我们不能掉, 不能 stumble, 不能掉下来。
Okay, so we cannot stumble and we cannot fall.
你看了, 有些弟兄姐妹,
so when we look at some brothers and sisters,
虽然有时候软弱,
even though we feel weak at times,
你看到他, 诶, 最近好像很少来,
maybe you realize that he or she has not been coming to church
recently.
But then at least he or she comes in spiritual convocation. Or at least she will come for he or she will come for Holy Communion.
三个月来一次也好, 半年来一次也好, 总是有来啊,
even she come once in 3 months or once in 6 months.
但是如果人跌倒了,
what if someone who has stumbled?
信仰上跌倒了就是完全不想来了。
If he or she stumbled in her faith, he or she will never come to the church again.
为什么一个人会完全不想来?
Why would a person really not want to come to church?
我看有几种原因呢?
I think there are several reasons to it.
第一种原因呢?
First of it,
他可能犯了很严重的罪。
Maybe he or she has committed a great sin.
他可能觉得我回来大概也没有什么用。
And maybe he or she just thought that, well, perhaps there is no purpose of me coming back. Maybe I have already committed a mortal sin. So she didn't want to come back.
第二种原因呢?
And second reason, maybe she has already lost her faith. And she did not want to believe entirely.
既然我不信了,
so since I don't want to believe anymore, what's the purpose of me coming
以前很,
here? In the past, I really believed.
很热心的,
I was really zealous.
做很多圣工呢,
I work, I help in a lot of church work.
现在完全不信了,
but then I totally don't believe right now.
这样你怎么讲,
so it doesn't matter what you say, he will not return.
完全跌倒了,
so he has already stumbled.
第三种原因呢?
And the third reason,
他可能在教会里面呢, 遇到一些事情,
Maybe there are some things that has happened in the church.
可能别人对他的误会啦, 攻击啦, 或者是一些问题,
maybe there are some misunderstanding or people who has attacked.
人事的问题,
or maybe something to do with personnel.
别人呢, 让他跌倒了,
or there are people who allow him to fall.
我们看马太福音,
Let's turn to Book of Matthew.
马太福音的第七章,
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音的第七章,
Matthew chapter 7.
好, 我们看这个第二十, 24节啊,
verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
啊, 这里说有一些人听了主的话去做的, 就好像聪明人盖房子在磐石上。
It says here, who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a man who built a house on a rock.
没有这样去做的话,
so then if there were people who were to do otherwise,
会被别人的影响。
Then he will be influenced by others.
我们再来看第十八章的第七节。
Let's also read chapter 18.
十八章第七节。
Chapter 18, verse 7. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the men through whom they come.
这里圣经主耶稣早就讲了，这个世界有祸了。
And the Lord Jesus said that woe to the world.
因为仗有人，会跌倒。
Because of the things that cause people to sin.
这个世界很多东西会让我们跌倒的。
There are many things in this world that will cause us to sin.
如果你不小心，哇，会被跌倒了。
If you are not careful, you will stumble.
如果你贪爱世界。
If you love this world.
贪爱你的工作。
If you love your work.
贪爱钱。
If you love money.
诶，可能魔鬼用这个东西把你跌倒。
Then the devil will use that to make you stumble.
你喜欢罪。
If you like sin.
肉体的情欲。
If you like physical desire,
眼目的情欲。
If you like the desires of eyes,
今生的骄傲。
If you like the pride of life,
魔鬼要把这个东西放在你面前。
So the devil will put that right before you.
你一垮下去，跌倒了。
So when you stumble, you just fell.
你很爱面子。
So if you only care about your own dignity,
很在乎别人讲你什么。
If you really care about how others say about you,
哎，来到教会，人家讲你一句话，你不高兴，我不来教会了，跌倒了。
So if somebody were to make a comment on you, then you decided not to come to church.
很多东西啊，可以让你跌倒的。
So there are many things that will make us stumble.
最要进天国，最重要的就是不能跌倒。
So for those of us who really want to enter into the kingdom of God, we should not stumble.
有时候会软弱。
Sometimes we're weak.
软弱要赶快起来。
When you're weak, you should get up right away.
长期软弱下去，最后就是跌倒。
If you're weak for a long time, then you will fall.
就是如果你发觉，哎，我最近好像比较软弱了。
If you realize that you are very weak,
来教会次数好像比较少了。
So then, you have been coming to a church less and less.
哎，祷告好像不提不起劲啊。
And then when you pray, you don't feel the zeal.
哎，圣经也不喜欢读
啊。You didn't even want to read the scripture.
生活很忙啊。
So you are very busy in life.
哎呀，但是对世界的东西很有兴趣。
But then you are very, very interested in things of this world.
或者是很靠近罪恶。
Or you are very close to sinning.
或者是别人跟你讲了什么，你很不高兴，很不想来教会。
Or maybe somebody made a comment on you and you were very angry.
或是工作越来越忙碌。
Or maybe you are so tied up in your work.
小心啊，魔鬼在你面前放了很多那个栏杆啊，让你跌倒。
So you must be careful. The devil is trying to put a lot of impediment in front of you.
有没有看过那个比赛，奥运的比赛，跨栏的？
So have you ever seen one of those match in the Olympic game, which is to run to cross the hurdles?
跨栏的，哦，跨下去。
So when somebody trying to cross the hurdle,
不小心掉下来。
If you were to trip one of the hurdle, you might fall.
去年奥运比赛的时候看到一个比赛啊。
So last year I witnessed this one match.
那个女子的比赛跨栏的。
So that was the competition for the women.
有一个从头领先到最后。
So there was one who led right from the beginning till almost the end.
但是最后呢，最后几个栏呢，她跨过去跌倒了一下。
But then there was in the last few hurdles that she tripped.
从第一名变成最后一名。
So she was supposed to be the first, but then she ended up the last.
所以我们要很小心。
So we must be careful.
所以说，如果我们小心的话，主耶稣会帮助我们，免得我们跌倒。
If we are cautious, the Lord will help us from stumbling.
但自己要先小心，才有办法靠主。
But then we have to be cautious first in order to depend on God.
哥林多前书第十章。
So please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章第十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
如果以为自己不会跌倒的，会第一个跌倒。
If you think that you can stand firm, you will be the first to fall.
哎，我道理很懂了，我不会犯这个事的。
Oh, I know about the words of God. I'll never do this.
你讲这个，可能下一个跌倒就是你。
If you say that, you probably will be the first one to fall.
有时候啊，他说，哎，我很久没有感冒了。
Sometimes we think that we don't have a cold.
讲完之后，明天马上喉咙痛。
After we say we don't have cold, tomorrow we have a cold.
真的不能夸口。
So we should not brag about things.
所以，如果我们很小心的话，主耶稣保守我们不要跌倒。
So if we are careful and cautious, God will protect us from stumbling.
再看回来，神有什么恩典？
Then let's look at what kind of grace that God has for us.
诗篇一百十六篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 116.
一百十六篇的第四节。
Psalm 116 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.Then I called on the name of the Lord, O Lord, save me.
这里说神也就在那里救我的灵魂。
So then, God is to save me.
神的最大的恩典就是救我们的灵魂。
The greatest grace of God is saving our soul.
神救了你的肉体，但是有一天你的肉体还是要死。
Because even God has saved our flesh, then one day our flesh may die.
没有一个人可以永远的活着，这个肉体。
None of us can live in this physical body.
神帮你解决了这个问题，可能你改天也碰到另外一个问题。
So by solving this one problem this day, you might have another on the other occasion.
神擦干你的眼泪，不代表说在世上永远没有伤心的事情。
When God wipe away your tears one day, it's not necessary that you will not encounter another sorrowful things in time to come.
这个世界都是短暂的。
In this world, it's always temporary.
但是最重要的，神救了我们的灵魂。
But then the most important of all is God has delivered our soul.
我们这个灵魂本来要灭亡的。
And our soul was meant to be dead.
我们本来劳劳碌碌一辈子。
Even though we have worked all life.
最后就是永刑的等着我们。
And then this eternal judgment was waiting for us.
但是神爱我们。
But then the Lord loved us.
用自己的生命换了我们。
That he has used his life to in exchange for our life.
用他的宝血拯救了我们。
So to use his blood to deliver us.
所以这个是神最大的恩典。
That is the greatest grace of all.
今天我们弟兄姐妹常说，哎呀，神的恩典很大。
So today, brothers and sisters may be saying that the grace of the Lord is great.
哎，什么大呢？哎呀，神医治我的病。
What is so great about it? The Lord has saved me from physical illness.
感谢神啊，神祝福我的生意做得不错。
And thank God, God has blessed me in my business that I was doing.
感谢神啊，神让我找到工作。
And I thank God that He has given me a job.
没有错，这都是神的恩典。
It is true, those are the grace of God.
但是这个不是最大的恩典。
But then those are not the greatest grace of all.
最大的恩典是救我们的灵魂。
The greatest grace of all is to have our souls delivered.
这也是给我们这个属灵的生命。
That is the spiritual life given.
好了，那么神的恩典那么多，我们要怎么样来报答神呢？要拿什么来报答神呢？
So as there are so many goodness about the grace of God, and what's the kind of repayment that we should do?
第一点。
And first of all,
第十三节
verse 13,
这里说我要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
得的恩典，第一点就是要为主传福音。
When we receive a grace from God, we must preach the gospel for God.
为什么神把恩典给我们？
So why did God give us grace?
我们要想想为什么你得的那么多恩典。
Think about how come I deserve so much grace.
为什么？
Why?
不是因为我们很好。
It is not because we're good.
而是因为神希望透过你让别人认识神的恩典。
It is because God wanted to use you, going through you, that others will learn the grace of God.
如果我们从神那边领受了很多恩典，
If we have received a lot of grace from God,
都不讲，
If you don't speak about it,
都不传，
If you don't preach about it,
自己享受就好了，
If you only enjoy yourself,
这可是个最自私的人。
Then I would say that you are the most selfish person.
因为我们不想没有得到神恩典的人也得到神的恩典。
Because we didn't want others to receive the same kind of grace that we have received.
主耶稣怎么说呢？
So what did Jesus say?
马太福音第十章第八节。
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 8.
马太福音十章第八节。
Matthew 10 verse 8.
医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的得洁净，把鬼赶出去。你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。所以说这里说白白的来，白白舍去。
It says here, freely you have received, freely give.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
神的恩典是免费的。
So you have received freely the grace of God.
不是因为我们很好才得到恩典。
It is not because we're a good person that we receive grace from God.
所以白白得来，你要白白拿出去。
Because it's freely received, you have to freely give.
神的恩典就是要你传开。
The grace of God is supposed to be preached.
所以拿什么来报答神呢？
So what's the kind of repayment that we should do?
这里有一个形状，举起救恩的杯。
It says here we must lift the cup of salvation.
杯里面有宝贝的东西。
Within the cup, there were treasures.
啊，杯里面可能有水可以解你的渴。
Maybe there are waters that quench our thirst.
杯里面如果有酒，可以让你心中畅快。
Maybe there are wine in the cup that will make you soothing.
杯里面如果有药，可以让你病得医治。
Maybe there is medicine in the cup that will heal your physical illness.
杯里面有救恩。你就可以得救。
So when you have salvation in the cup, you will save your soul.
所以我们每天活在世上，就是要举起救恩的杯。
So living in this world every day, our purpose is to lift up this cup of salvation.
我们的任何时间有机会都要见证我是基督的门徒。
And we should always always identify ourselves as the disciples of God in any moment.
我从神那边得了很多的恩典。
That we have received a lot of grace from God.
那明天就布道会了。
And tomorrow we'll have the evangelical service.
为什么要开布道会？
Why should we have an evangelical service?
我们是新的主了，为什么还要开布道会？
Because what's the reason why we have to have this evangelical service when we all believe?
还有很多人不认识主。
It's just because that there are still a lot of people who have not believed in the Lord.
你想想看，你身边的人有多少人还没有认识主呢？
Think about those people around you. How many of those people have not believed in the Lord yet?
如果今天主耶稣来,
if today the Lord were to come,
你的没有信耶稣的亲戚朋友要去哪里?
All of those friends and relatives who have not believed in the Lord, where will they go?
很可怜。
They will be pitiful.
所以我们要举起救恩的杯。
So we must lift up this cup of salvation.
第二点呢?
And secondly,
我们开回来诗篇的116篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 116.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
我要在他众门面前向耶和华还我的愿。所以第二点要报答神，你就要还愿。
So it says here, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord.
什么叫还愿？
What do we mean by fulfilling our vows?
有一些人会向神许愿。
Some people making vows to the Lord.
神啊，你帮助我。
Oh Lord, please help me.
我要好好的爱你。
I want to love you.
神啊，你医治我的疾病。
Oh Lord, please heal my sickness.
我要好好的做工。
I want to work for you.
神啊，你帮助我找到工作。
Oh Lord, please help me to find a job.
我要常常来聚会。
I will always come for service.
哎，人常常都会许愿。
You know, people always vow.
神啊，你赐给我个儿子。
Always making
神啊，你赐给我一个儿子。
Always ask for children.
啊，我要更爱你，侍奉你。
And people said that if you give me children, I will serve you.
有一些人，我们祷告的时候会许愿。
And some people make vows in their prayers.
圣经说了，如果你许的愿的话，你一定要记得你讲过什么。
But then the Bible says, whatever vows that you made, you must remember.
你答应过神的，要知道。
Because for those you have promised God, you must know.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为答应了神，你不做的话，怎么会记得？
Because anything that you vowed to God, without fulfilling it, then the Lord will know.
在另外一个教会有一个弟兄。
There was a brother in other church.
没有工作的时候。
When he was jobless,
每天都来教会祷告。
So he was in the church every day praying.
神啊，你可怜我。
Oh Lord, please have mercy on me.
走投无路。
I have no way to go.
没有生活。
I have no life.
你帮助我，一定要找工作。
Please help me. I must have a job.
这个很奇妙，他这个条件竟然可以找到一份好的工作。
So it was miraculous with his own experience. He was able to find a good job.
哎，找到工作为什么看不到人呢？
So then after finding a job.He disappeared.
哎呀，忙了现在。
And he said, "Oh, I'm very busy right now."
没有空了。
I'm no time.
哎呀，其实我的水准也不错，我的水准也是不错的。
As a matter of fact, I'm quite a, I have quite a lot of experience myself.
以为是自己的这个功劳啊。
And he thought that he was really qualified.
一夸口不得了。
So, just because he was bragging about himself, then something happened.
他说我现在工作已经很稳了，大概没有问题啊。
So he thought to himself that, well, I am kind of stable in my job. I don't think there will be any problem in the future.
讲完之后两个礼拜被 lay off.
So 2 weeks after he said that, he was laid off.
哇，又回来教会了，要哭了，要祷告了。
So then he came back to church again, and he was praying in tears again.
人都是要需要神的时候拼命求。
So that's how man is, because when you need something from God, you pray.
得到了。
When you receive it,
下次有需要再来找神吧。
And you will only look for God the next time when you need Him.
啊，我们要还我们所许的愿了。
We must pay our vows.
你答应过神什么
？Anything that you promised God.
神给你什么恩典
？Any grace that God has given you.
第三点呢
？And thirdly,
十六节
，verse 16.
怎么样报答神呢
How should we repay God?
就说耶和华，我真是你的仆人。
It says here, O Lord, truly I am your servant.
又讲了一次，我是你的仆人。
It says here, I am your servant.
然后呢，又讲了，是你婢女的儿子。
It says here, the son of your maid servant.
哇，这讲了三次啊。
Three times that he identified himself as servant.
仆人不是今天我们的雇员了，仆人在圣经里面是个奴隶，这是 slave.
So, in those days, this context of servant doesn't mean employee as what we mean today. What it means was a slave.
今天我们工作。
Today when we work.
不喜欢老板可以炒他鱿鱼。
So if we don't like our employer, we can just leave our job.
老板可以炒你，你也可以炒老板。
So if your employer can fire you, it can fire your employer too.
你可以说我不高兴啊，炒我，我还有 EI 啊。
You can always say that I'm not happy. I can depend on my employee insurance.
以前的仆人都不是这样，以前的是奴隶啊。
In the past, those servants means slaves.
你不可以走的。
There's no way of you leaving.
因为你是属于那个主人的。
Because you belong to the master.
直到你死那一天，你是属于那个主人。
Until the day you die, you belong to the master.
因为他买你回来的。
Because he is the one who bought you.
因为我们没有想过，我们是属于神的。
We never thought that we belong to God.
你领了那么多恩典。
We have received a lot of grace from him.
耶稣已经用了宝血把你买回来了。
God has delivered us with his blood.
你不是自己的人了。
You don't belong to yourself.
你不是你老板的人了。
You don't belong to your employer.
你不是你老公的人了。
You don't belong to your husband.
不是你老婆的人了。
You don't belong to your wife.
不是你孩子的人了。
You don't belong to your children.
我们是主耶稣的人了。
We belong to the Lord.
我们是义的奴仆。
We are the servants of righteousness.
我们是主耶稣的奴隶。
We are the servants of Jesus.
但是主耶稣没有把我们绑住。
But then Jesus has not bound us.
就说他已经啊，你说你已经解开我的绑锁了。
It says here, you have freed me from my chain.
以前是罪把我们绑住。
In the past, we have been bound by sins.
魔鬼把我们绑住。
Or demon has bound us.
现在主耶稣把我们解开了。
So now Jesus has freed us.
你应该乖乖来跟随主啊。
So we must come and follow Jesus.
不要又回去被世界绑住。
We should not return to the world and to be bound again.
有时候我们是这样子。
Sometimes we're just like that.
马上从那边被封出来了，马上要回去。
So we have been delivered from that place and we quickly return to it.
我们是耶稣的人啊。
We are the people of God.
所以我们要好好服侍主。
So we must serve the Lord properly.
得了那么多恩典。
We have received so much grace from him.
就是要我们要好好服侍主。
It is for us to serve him properly.
不是让我们只是坐在这边一两个小时就我就是个好基督徒了。
We shouldn't be only sitting here for an hour or two and trying to pretend as a good Christian.
没有错，要来聚会。
It is true that you should come for service.
但是更重要，要服侍主。
But then the most important of all, you should work for the Lord.
你没有看到一个仆人是坐在家里的。
And you never notice a servant just sit at home.
老板看到仆人坐在那边，他说：“哎，我请你回来是坐着的。”
So the if the master were to see servant sitting there, then he will probably question them, "What are you doing?"
仆人就是要很忙。
Those as a servant, you will be very busy.
没有事找事做。
If there's nothing for you to do, find something to do.
我有健康。
I have health.
我有时间。
I have time.
我还会去做什么
？What should I do?
比如说，我们知道，哎，两个礼拜之后神训班开始了。
Maybe we know that in 2 weeks' time there will be theological seminar coming.
两个礼拜从早到晚。
So in 2 weeks' time, it's going to be an event that running from running day and night.
每天七八十个人吃饭。
And there will be more than 70 or 80 person preparing meals.
我可以做什么
？So what can I do?
我可以奉献钱。
I can make offerings.
我可以奉献时间。
I can offer up my time.
我可以帮忙买菜。
I can help in
Okay, 帮忙煮饭。
Buying groceries, and I can help cooking.
你想想我们能够做什么。
Think about what you can do.
最后一点。
And lastly,
第十七节。
At verse 17.
我要以感谢为燔祭啊。
I will sacrifice a thank offering to you.
常常要感谢主的恩典。
It is that we have to always be thankful of God's grace.
想到神的恩典是什么。
So think of what grace of God is.
所以神就会给我们更多恩典。
Then God will give us more grace.
越会感恩的人
the more thanksgiving you are,
会得到神更多的恩典
the more grace you will receive from God.
越不会感恩的人
for those people who are not grateful at all,
神把原来给你的都可以拿走
God will take away those what He has given to you at first.
愿主所帮助。
May the Lord help us.
唱诗393首。
Let's sing hymn number 300.